Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections will begin at 8 this morning. 19 counting centres have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for counting of votes. Our correspondent reports that authorities have stepped up security in the national capital in view of counting. Polls which were held last Wednesday witnessed a three-way fight between the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress, with 699 candidates in the fray. A party needs to win 36 seats to form the government in the national capital. The government has approved 8,800 crore rupees for the Skill India program from the period 2022-23 to 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that demand-driven skill development is the focus of the government and emphasis will be laid on convergence and quality enhancement.
स्किल इंडिया प्रोग्राम को 8,800 करोड़ रुपए नया अप्रूवल मिला है और इसमें बड़ा फोकस लाया गया है कि कन्वर्जेंस पे बहुत ध्यान हो, क्वालिटी पे बहुत ध्यान हो और इस तरह से हो कि जिससे कोऑर्डिनेशन बने विभिन्न सेक्टर्स में.
Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also approved the extension of the tenure of the National Commission for Safai Karmacharis for 3 years till 31st of March 2028. The minister also informed that South Coast Railway Zone has been given post-facto approval, which will lead to efficiency in railways operations. The Prime Minister is also set to embark on a high-profile diplomatic visit to France and the United States next week. His tour will focus on strengthening strategic, economic and technological partnerships with both the nations. Prime Minister Modi's visit to France from 10th to 12th of February comes at the invitation of French President Emmanuel Macron. A key highlight of the visit will be the AI Action Summit, where global leaders will discuss the future of artificial intelligence governance. India has achieved a historic milestone by surpassing 100 gigawatt or 100 GW of installed solar power capacity, reinforcing its position as a global leader in renewable energy. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy said in a statement that this achievement is a testament to the nation's commitment to a cleaner and greener future. It marks a significant step towards realizing the ambitious target of 500 GW of non-fossil fuel-based energy capacity by 2030, set by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi said that India's energy journey over the past 10 years has been historic and inspiring. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu chaired a high-level meeting to review and advance aircraft component manufacturing in the country. Senior officials, including Civil Aviation Secretary V. Vuelnam and representatives from industry associations, research institutes and various government departments, took part in the deliberations yesterday. The discussion centered on strengthening domestic production and enhancing India's global competitiveness in the field of aircraft component manufacturing. Mr. Naidu said that India is already at a respectable position in the global civil aviation arena, but the aim is to be in the lead. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held an extensive meeting of the Advisory Board of WAVES, the global summit that brings together the world of entertainment, creativity and culture. He interacted with top professionals from India and the world. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the members of the advisory board are eminent individuals from different walks of life. He added that they not only reiterated their support, but also shared valuable inputs on how to further enhance India's efforts to make India a global entertainment hub. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha launched the Skill Uday Tongai or Skill Development Training Program at the Tripura Institute of Technology in Agartala yesterday. He said that the training program has been launched to empower around 80,000 school and college students. And in tennis, Maya Rajeshwaran has stormed into the semi-final in women's singles of the L&T Mumbai Open in Mumbai. The 15-year-old Maya defeated Mei Yamaguchi of Japan in the quarterfinals. She is now the only Indian in contention for the top prize in the singles. That is the end of this news bulletin.